Gosh, to wrap up Radioactive today, it's New Year's resolution, and it's one you can keep. You can register to vote, you can go out there and vote, and you can run for office, and we'll tell you how, and that's on Radioactive. So joining us from Alliance for a Better Utah, he's also a founding member of Ballots Not Bullets Coalition, which is the name of a group I just love. Josh Cantor, hi, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So Ballots Not Bullets, I can't say that five times real fast, but tell me about that group real quick.
You can't. If you say it five times too fast, you actually reverse it, and then it sounds really bad.
It's that bullets, would be, that would be really bad.
So Ballots Not Bullets, I got that right,
yes,
is a coalition begun by a group out in Washington, D.C. called the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
Okay.
That we are a founding member of. And the idea is to make sure that people remember that rhetoric is the way to achieve policy change and to discuss public policy issues and not with violence and the threats of violence.
And you, and so that's a national group, but you're running it here locally.
That's correct.
Great. Also with us, she served in the Utah House of Representatives for over 15 years. Currently serves on the Real Women Run Board of Directors. Cheryl Allen, hi.
Good evening.
Well, thanks for being here. So from the Utah House of Representatives yourself, now Real Women Run, sounds like you want other women to step up.
In Utah, women have a better voting record than men.
So more women vote. Okay, they,
yes,
interesting.
Obviously, in Utah, we all know we could do better with both male and female. But we actually need many more women to run for office. We need women helping women to run for office because women in public office, which is important in our society, are underrepresented. And so Real Women Run encourages, literally sometimes recruits, and in trains women how to run for office. And if we can do that with women, they win at the same rate that men do.
Because even though we have low voter turnout, more women are voting, so women stand a better chance.
Well, yes, and it just, if you put yourself out, you have, whether it's not gender specific as to whether you're successful or not, but we do know from research that women do much better if they are trained and they are encouraged, which is not a trait that men feel is necessary.
Well, that could be a whole show we could talk about another time. I wonder about the impact. I'll go out on a limb here. I wonder about the impact of the dominant religion, the LDS religion here. I mean, there's been op-ed pieces in the Trib of late talking about how women are kind of shamed and gently chastised to sort of know their place. And I wonder how that impacts women wanting to step up and out.
I don't know of any research that's been done on a religious basis in this state that would validate that. But my experience tells me, and this is, again, validated by research, that women need to be encouraged, whereas a man will say, oh, I can do this, I should do this. But women need to be encouraged. It's a trait nationwide that we know. And we know, and we're in this for the long haul. If you train them, their success rate is better.
So what about for you, Cheryl? I mean, how somebody train you? How'd you get into politics? You came through the school board, right?
I did, through Davis School Board. And I think that just holding a smaller previous office was very helpful. But I had people that jumped right on and helped me. And I had a wonderful mentor. And mentors make a big difference, too. Her name was Lucille Reading. She served on the Davis Board of Education with me. And she was just a fabulous mentor. So although I didn't go to a day of training, I definitely was mentored.
You had a mentor. So Josh Cantor, Alliance for a Better Utah, are you doing this kind of work? Are you mentoring other people to become activists, if not elected officials?
On the activism side, yes, we do lobby training days. We don't actually do candidate recruitment, although we do encourage people to run for office. As Cheryl's saying, it's really tremendously important that more people get out there and run for office. But our main focus, of course, is more in the civic engagement and civic education realms. And so we want to make sure that voters are educated and people get out to vote.
Is Alliance for a Better Utah working on actually getting people to go vote?
We do work on it. We do some voter registration drives periodically during election seasons, and we do participate in get out the vote drives and things like that. And then we're trying to figure out how we can play a unique role here in Utah. So we're looking at different things. There's a fascinating book called Nudge that's talking about social impact and social pressure, and making sure that if you know that your neighbor voted, that maybe you'll get out and vote. And so we're looking at different things that we might do to participate in a different way than the traditional get out the vote efforts that are going on now.
Interesting. And your group, I'm curious, for people who are involved in Alliance for a Better Utah, do you see women well represented?
We see women well represented in our membership, but I would wholeheartedly concur with Cheryl's position that we need more women running for office, and we need to encourage that.
So at least you've got women stepping up and being a part of your group, but together we all should get... I mean, it seems to me men have done a terrible job the last few decades running the world. Women could hardly do any worse. I mean, that would be my attitude, but that's just me.
In a representative government, the government should look like the people they represent, and women are in Utah very underrepresented, with only 15.4% of our state legislature being women, and that is...
How do we compare to other states?
Currently, we're in 44th place on a national ranking of women represented in state legislatures, which is not good.
44 out of 50.
Correct.
Wow. Now I'm sad.
Okay. Better than education funding?
Yes. Of course. Women care about health issues, and I think votes would be different. Women care about education a lot. I think our votes would be different on education if we had more women representatives. Those are two key areas. But women just generally are as diverse once they're elected as men. But I do think we'd have different votes on those two issues if there were more women.
You mentioned, you know, Olene Walker. If you think of Olene Walker, you certainly could think of education. I mean, we hear a lot of lip service about education, but I don't see a lot of change.
She was passionate.
I don't know to whom to throw this question, but there's so many people doing good work. There's so many people stepping up and doing things, and yet there's so much cynicism in this state about what can't be done. You think of healthcare expansion, the Medicaid expansion. I think of campaign finance reform. So, Josh, I mean, you've got to be in a group with people who are optimistic, who see hope for change, but yet it's so easy to kind of just be down and feel hopeless when things just happen behind closed doors.
Well, that is easy, and I don't have a simple answer to that, but it does seem to me that you have to keep people optimistic. You have to keep them engaged and encouraged. And one of the things that we try to do is encourage people that conversation has to keep taking place. You know, we, a few months ago, put 360 crosses on the Capitol lawn, because even though the Medicaid conversation seems like it's dead, we need to make sure that conversation continues and give people a reason to think that it's not dead and there's a conversation that'll continue. And voter engagement becomes, I think, the central aspect to all of that. You know, we have an entire populace, but certainly a younger generation that's down on voting. They're down on elected officials. They're down on government. And we need to encourage them to remember that, you know, that's their power is getting out and voting and changing who's in office, or, you know, voting for the people who are in office if they believe in those ideals, and making sure that they understand that their vote matters. And I think one of the important things for us is coming into a presidential election year where generally voting rates, of course, go up in a presidential year. But I think in a state like Utah, where many people, particularly, of course, on the progressive side, think their vote doesn't matter, that so much of what they need to be reminded of is that their vote does matter in those down ballot races, that state house positions are still going to be decided by tens or hundreds or even single digit numbers of votes, that Doug Owens and Mia Love were only separated by 5,000 votes or something like that last time.
So
all of these votes matter, even if people think their vote doesn't matter in that presidential election.
Well, I mean, I might just point out that by not voting, you're voting, right? You're eventually voting for the status quo if you don't vote.
Absolutely.
Well stated.
So what would you each say we should do to reengage those younger voters who feel so disconnected?
Well, speaking for women,
yes,
I think we need to let them know exactly what Real Women Run is doing. You can serve. It's stimulating. It's interesting. Yes, it's hard, but it is extremely stimulating and satisfying. And that's a message we need to get out to young women. And we do see young women engaged in campaigns. Mayor-elect Jackie Biskupski, who will take office in this very next week, she really had a lot of young women engaged in her campaign. And we frankly need to see more of that.
I mean, speaking of optimism and speaking of change, you've now got a single mom out lesbian as the mayor of Salt Lake City. I mean,
who frankly has great leadership ability.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to watch her administration, and we wish her the very best.
Yeah, and we hope too many people don't try to sort of torpedo her from the background, but we'll see. So, Josh, what do you think about what's needed to reengage those younger voters? Get people out?
Hopefully education about issues and engagement in those conversations. We try to do a lot on social media in terms of being sure people are, again, aware of how their legislators are voting on issues that matter to them, as Cheryl mentioned earlier, you mentioned Medicaid expansion, education, air quality, all of these issues that really seem to matter to Utah voters. And yet then, you know, people show up at the voting at the ballot box and don't seem to vote in a way that necessarily encourages those particular ideals. So we need to get people to engage in that conversation, to know that their vote has a direct impact on those particular policy issues that they care about.
And can I just add that I think in 2016, on January 1st, when what is commonly known as Senate Bill 54, which changes the nominating process or at least adds another option, can have a powerful impact. In addition to saying your vote is important, we can now say it's frankly going to be more representative. It's my opinion that the current caucus convention system puts a lot of power in the hands of a very few delegates, and having the ability to get on the primary ballot in another way through petitions, frankly, empowers the public more. It gives more say to everyone and makes our system in Utah much closer to one person, one vote.
And it could perhaps be why the Republican Party is so dead set to kill the whole process, right?
Precisely.
In spite of SB 54. So a few minutes left here. Real Women Run. You've got something coming up January 16th. It's all day. That's at the Salt Lake Community College, Miller campus. People will get a lunch. What's that all going to be about?
Well, that's the one-day training that I referred to. And if your listeners will go to realwomenrun.org, they can register. We're only charging for the price of lunch, and I encourage them to do so. Even if they think, well, maybe I'll run for office in 10 years or something, they frankly should be thinking about it, and they'll be more successful if they do and start doing things like serving on boards and commissions and getting to know people. And will it train in that exactly? How to raise money, how to have campaign organization. Our keynote speaker is Debbie Walsh from Rutgers University, the Eagleton Institute. She is director of the Center for American Women and Politics. And so it'll be a great training. We want many people to attend. And that is on January 16th at the Larry Miller campus of Salt Lake Community College in Sandy, Utah.
So give me an idea about the trainings. I mean, what all could people expect when they show up?
Oh, they can expect that by the end of that day at 4:30, they're going to be very well versed in how to assist on a campaign, helping someone else, or run for office themselves, or how just in their life to prepare to run for office by volunteering to serve on boards, applying for commissions, to open up the just simply meet new people, let people know their leadership skills and develop their leadership skills. So from, again, as I stated, campaign financing to the need for them to run for office, to how to organize a campaign and how to use the media, such as radio, social media, and how to use that to help you promote your message.
And so is this for women only?
Typically, we have only had women attend because that is our purpose. But we're not going to drop the curtain on somebody. But it is designed
You're
to
aimed
be
for women, but it isn't
yes.
exclusive. It's not yeah. a club or something. I'm really intrigued by this. So for a gal who really doesn't want to run, you still could go meet people who are going to run. You could kind of find out how things work, which might be really cool.
Oh. Cool and extremely helpful. And if you are undecided, you know that public policy is important, but you personally are undecided, come and mingle. It'll help you begin to form an opinion. But frankly, we need more women, you know, on boards and commissions. We need women learning how to use their social media to promote their interest in public policy, whatever it is, etc.
And are you running some of the workshops yourself?
No, I am the co-chair, and I have organized them, so I'm just going to be buzzing around, making sure everything is operating
making sure everybody
efficiently.
Else, okay. So a few minutes left. Again, that's January 16th. Real Women Run. People can look up that website easily enough. I know you've got a spring training, too, that's coming up in March. But, Josh, for a few minutes left here, the upcoming legislative session, what will Alliance for a Better Utah be looking at?
Well, we'll be up on the Hill watching what goes on, and our mission generally during the legislative session is to hold our elected officials accountable and make sure that the public is aware of what they're doing. So whether that's more closed-door sessions and making policy behind closed doors, or whether it's bad votes or anything else, we'll be hopefully watching and making sure constituents know what's going on up there.
And how can people get involved and find out more about what you do?
People can get involved through our website at betterutah.org. And I'd certainly encourage our members and anybody else who's interested to pursue Run Women Run and show up to this training. And engagement in any way people want is important. So whether that's as running for office or joining a group like ours that's interested in issue advocacy, tremendously important that people get involved.
And any specific bills that we should all be watching out for?
We certainly should be watching out for what happens in the religious freedom area. There clearly is going to be some pushback to the same-sex marriage ruling from the Supreme Court this year. What happens with Medicaid expansion, if that's important to you, is clearly going to be still front and center. We think education will still be front and center. Air quality will still be front and center. And then there's always, of course, the three or four things that none of us could imagine would be front and center, but I'm sure there will be. And gun violence and gun rights are probably, you know, yet again, will come back to
every year. So Cheryl Allen, women to watch in the legislature and what they might be doing?
Well, we know that several of them are deeply involved in the air quality issue. There is a general consensus among the women about the value of education and Utah's sad underfunding of education.
And again, one of your, you know, core issues from way back.
One of my personal core issues, and long overdue for a better solution.
Do you think the legislature will listen to Governor Herbert's recommendation to again bankroll education with a lot of the money we have?
They always listen, and then they do what they want, and that's been historical for the last 20 years. So they will listen respectfully and then proceed as they deem fit.
I hate ending on this cynical note again, right? Because we asked about that earlier. What do you see positive in the legislature? I mean, air quality is certainly something. I guess it depends.
Yes, here we are in inversions again. I think the openness, although the Republicans are being criticized and, in fact, taken to court for their closed caucuses, but I think also the transparency. It really is easy to access the committee meetings, and it's not very difficult to go up there and participate them and literally testify. I think those are real positives.
Going to have to leave it there. Cheryl Allen, co-chair, Real Women Run, thank you very much. And best wishes on January 16th. People can find that website, Real Women Run. Check it out. Go get involved. Josh Cantor, Alliance for a Better Utah, betterutah.org. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Radioactive, produced by Laura Jones. You can hear all the Radioactive interviews. Check it out at krcl.org. Leave us a comment. Share an idea for a future show. We'll be here. Radioactive at krcl.org. Next up on your Community Connection is Ethnosphere. This is Nick Burns.